the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, take a listen to this.
表情ぐらいしてくんねえとわけわかんねえだろ、誰も読まねえだろ。こんなちっちゃい字で書きやがってよ。誰がこんなの読むんだよ。
Now, that's someone getting really ticked off with someone on a work call. It's something that call center staff around the world have to listen to quite regularly. But what if that, what you've just heard, could be made to sound like this?
表情ぐらいしてくんねえとわけわかんねえだろ、誰も読まねえだろ。このちっちゃい字で書きやがってよ。誰がこんなの読むんだよ。
This is an example of how AI is trying to diffuse the anger bomb that the likes of call centre workers are dealing with on a daily basis. Successive polls show that we're all actually becoming an angrier lot, maybe not very surprising. No wonder then that 80% of people working in call centres leave after 18 months. But artificial intelligence is stepping in. I'm joined by Philip Smith, physicist, engineer and science communicator, who's here to tell us more. Philip, what we've just listened to there and this idea that AI can take some of the anger out of a call, how does this work, this product?
Well, like all AI, it has to learn. So someone has to train it. So using algorithms and data, someone tells it or starts the initial process of what is anger when you're given out to someone, what kind of language is used, what kind of intonation, basically even on a sound wave, the level of amplitude, the frequency, how quickly you're talking. And then the model learns what those things you shouldn't be hearing and then filters them out. And it isn't just necessarily like a bandpass filter in electronics where it filters everything over a certain level. It's doing it intelligently and figuring out what language specifically is triggered to actually lower down the tones.
This is being developed in Japan by SoftBank, the mm-hmm. big Japanese company. It's basically means that for call center workers, they can flick a switch if the anger is getting up, or maybe it cuts in automatically if it senses anger from a caller. And that person just no longer hears the voice. They just hear a sanitized AI version of it.
Yeah, in some ways,
do they
it's
keep
like,
the bad language? Do they cut
they
it
do. The content is maintained because that's part of, like, I suppose, an authenticity that what has been said is still gets through. But it's essentially putting your fingers in your ear and go la 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 la, it filters out the anger that you don't want to hear, which is really quite snazzy and nice. It's also coming from the University of Tokyo and its research, so it's still not perfect. They're still working on it in Norden D case, but it's also been mandated by ministries in Japan because they're seeing the amount of difficulty companies have in retention, but they want to protect staff because, like you said, people are getting angrier and call center staff are people too and they need to be looked after.
So there is a market for this then?
Absolutely. A ginormous market. So recent estimates have put that there's about $465 billion spent globally on call centres. And about $50 billion of that last year was in the AI space. Now, a lot of that AI is in the kind of the pre-getting to a person stage. So most calls, 85%, are like people who forgot their password or simple stuff. So if you type into a bot or if you're talking to one of the systems that they have in the US called Grace, which is in about 100 different companies like American Airlines, I use them. It's AI voice technology. You go, I forgot my password. It identifies it. It gives you what you need to go. But $465 billion is a lot of money globally. There's about 17 million people working in this space. So economically, there is a massive growth in this space because if you employ this AI, you don't have to employ all of those people ahead of time, but also you can protect the people that you have and keep them.
Lots of potential problems with this and issues that arise. First of all, that the person on the end of the phone in the call center might be good for their experience of their job, but they're not actually going to have any sense of how annoyed a person is. And they might actually have this thing switched on all the time so that even people who aren't angry, they're just hearing an AI voice.
Yeah, well, they're still hearing the person's voice, but it's dumb. It's kind of that not dumbed down. It's leveled, toned down. It's calmed. We had a nicer, calmer space. It strikes me that you might get into a kind of a monotonous, or you know, when you have a good presenter isn't monotone. They're giving color in their voice. They're up. They're down.
But there's certain types of color we don't want to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of phone.
So you want to get that across. But what it strikes is that, well, maybe the caller wants this emotion to get across, so they realize how important a call center is. Like, it's not always people calling just a broadband service. You might be calling a hospital for call center, or you want to talk about how important that is. And maybe that's something that people need to be identified going, your emotions might be calmed when the other person on the other end of the phone.
It might help the daily lot of people who are on the receiving end of this in call centers, but also does it help outcomes? How would you even know if it helps people to have their issues resolved? Because very often the person down the end of the phone works within a system and they don't really have the discretion or power to fix whatever your problem is.
And that's very true. So a lot of the simple problems will be solved. That's part of what they're looking at now in terms of outcomes. One of the biggest outcomes they're really looking at is actually keeping the staff in the call centres. For customers, there's a balancing act. Sometimes companies want to get you so far that you feel like you've been listened to, but we'll hold on to the money and we'll give you a credit note or we'll do something else in that kind of space. So really customer satisfaction, particularly with all these amalgamations of companies, isn't the massive major focus just yet, but you never know, we might get there in the end.
Keep the anger at bay. Philip Smith, physicist, engineer and science communicator, thanks for joining us on the programme.